Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lee Collins is a counselor with the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, and she joins us on today's program to provide help to those who are trying to navigate the Medicare open enrollment period.
When you look at what you do day-to-day with folks who come on in, what are some of the things that you're doing as a coordinator and as a counselor to help people with their insurance?
Well, between the period of October 15th and December 7th, people should look at their drug coverage because that is considered the annual open enrollment period. And during that time, they will sign up for the plan that they will be in the following year. So the plan starts January 1st. And because the plans change, the plans can change their cost, they can change their deductible amount, they can change all kinds of things about them. And a client who stays with a plan, of course, most of the plans would like to have them stay, but they might discover, if they come in to see us, that the changes have been enough that they might save money by switching. And we have a computer program that the government runs that tells all of the plans that are available in Iowa, the ones we deal with. And there are 23 different plans. And depending on what drugs we type into the computer, we tell the computer which drugs, if you were my client, which drugs you were on. And the computer then does a lot of calculations and tells me which plan of the 23 is the least expensive, which would be next, all the way down to the most expensive. Then most people look at what's going to be the best plan. And what we look at as we're counseling is the plan they're currently on compared to the plan that we think might save them money. So we're saved. The first day, I saved a number. I saw about 13 clients, and I saved $18,000 for them. And I didn't get any of it.
You didn't get any of it, but certainly the customers, I'm sure, and those that are on the plan appreciate that. You've been at this now for 18 years. This is your last year, as Jim Himba told us here from Crossroads. Over the years, how has that evolved? How has that process evolved of letting folks know about their insurance? Because now you've got all this great technology. I'm sure 18 years ago, it was a different story, as was the way the Medicare environment was and how insurance worked.
The very first thing that SHIP was doing, and its SHIP has been in existence for 25 years now, so we just celebrated our 25th anniversary. But the first thing that they were doing was helping people understand what Medicare was about. So if they turned 65 or if they would be new to Medicare for some other reason, there would be counselors here to help them. And Don Butler was one of the first counselors and counseled for many years. I don't know for sure how many. But in that process, we were basically, one of the things we might do would be help people understand the bills that they got. They might have their doctor's bills and hospital bills and information from Medicare and their supplements, and they didn't know how to read it all. So that would be one of the things that we would help people with. Then in 2005, the drug plan was put into practice, and people had until May of 2006 to initially join a Medicare drug plan. And the drug plan basically pays part of your cost of medicines, which we know is very expensive. And there was a way that the bill was developed, different requirements, and different plans would go about it slightly differently. So one plan might maybe charge a higher premium, but then charge less on particular drugs. Another plan might have a lower premium, but you have to meet a deductible. Now the standard for plans in 2016 is to meet a deductible of $360. And because we have been able to bring down, the government and the insurers have been, and the pharmaceuticals have been able to bring down the cost to more reasonable amounts, many people are not going to spend $360. They're not going to get out of the deductible, which is fine. I mean, we like that. But if you have very expensive drugs, then there's also an opportunity for you to get benefits later on in the program. We have the donut hole. Everybody talks about the donut hole, whether they understand it or not. But that basically means that you've spent a certain amount already for drugs, and then you're not getting very much support. And if you continue to spend lots of money for your drug, you might even get past the donut hole. And in that case, you get very great amount of support for your drugs.
That concludes today's Wrench Gap Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.